Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, we're cashing in on cars.
Hi, this is Steve from Crowborough. My question is, with the budget introducing the £2,000 subsidy to scrap old cars, I'm trying to figure out how much energy and carbon goes into the manufacture of a new car. Considering the increase in efficiency of the new car, how many miles would I have to drive to achieve an overall carbon saving?
This is called cash for clunkers in the US, but should we scrap the scrappage scheme?
I'm Pablo Pastor, and I'm Vice President of Greenhouse Gas Management at Climate Check and also a columnist at treehugger.com. So unfortunately, there is no easy answer. It really depends from vehicle to vehicle, not only the vehicle that you're currently driving that you would be replacing, but also the vehicle that you would be replacing it with. The U.S. government came out with a model for figuring out the energy used to make a vehicle called GREET, G-R-E-E-T. And basically, it tells you how many BTUs it takes to build a car. The manufacturing of the average car is roughly equivalent to 880 gallons of gasoline in terms of the energy that's used. If a new car will save at least this much gas, it definitely makes sense to get rid of the old car. If we assume that your old car has around 100,000 miles left on it with good maintenance, your new car would need to be at least 6 miles per gallon better to make up for the emissions from manufacturing. That means that if your old car gets less than 24 miles per gallon, it makes environmental sense to get a new car that gets 30 miles per gallon or better. Not only can you feel better about your environmental impact, but you also get a £2,000 discount on your new car.
So as long as you plan to put at least 100,000 miles on the clock and your new car can do 6 miles per gallon better than the old one, there will be an overall carbon saving. So obviously, if you only drive to the supermarket on weekends and plan to change your car every 4 years, it's probably not going to be worth cashing in your old car for the environment. Well, next week, we'll be finding out how much energy is used in your sleep.
Hi, my name's Garbite from London, and I would like to know, why don't we sneeze when we're asleep?
So, can you help us to solve our next question of the week? If you have an answer and you'd like to be included in next week's episode, then please email us. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can write the answer onto the question of the week section on our forum, which you can find at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.